Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
All right, Australia, welcome to London.
How long have you been working on that?
About 3 seconds when Tommy said we have to do the whole show in British accents.
The whole show is in accents. Thank
you. Is it? At the end of the day, we've had a great time here so far. I've been here for 2 days.
It's been well, hasn't it?
Bloody good time, haven't we? Yep. In the geezers, geezers, lasses, lasses and geezers. And could you guys have guessed? Can you forget? Like, I can't believe we've got the whole show over here and all producer Sonda needed to bring was headphones.
Yeah.
And can you guess just
I
by
I can't hear out of one ear currently.
I've only got one ear as well. My headphones are out of a plane from World War One. We have foreign stuff.
Actually, we went to the Natural History Museum the other day and I'm sure, I saw them there.
I can't believe
the Wright brothers. You know,
at the moment, I thought this was some prank when she handed it to me.
Do you know what, though? Okay, so we left Australia, freezing in Australia, and we're like, oh, my God, we are going to finally bask in some sun. So amazing. I've opened the Sun newspaper this morning. Headline, Brits are in for a miserable spell of wet and windy weather this week as floods could affect much of the country and a month's worth of rain is set to fall in just one day.
Woo! London!
Lucky I only bought my budgie smugglers and nothing else. Hey,
quite genuinely, we didn't – you know how we talked the other day about how much – pre-packing I'd done, how much prep I'd done to make sure there was enough clothes
None
for all the family.
For cold.
None of it was for cold. I had to go shopping yesterday.
Mate, I'm wearing my one jumper and now these are my only, their headphones are keeping me warmer than any other clothing I've got.
The cold weather also was a bit of an issue for our first London activity, which we will get to.
I mean, you call it an issue. I think it made the activity.
Yeah. It was only one person that had an issue with it.
You tried to get me arrested.
Well, I think Carrie went a bit too far for this, to
Absolutely.
Be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I had a plan for the first day we touched down, a plan for you, not me, and you're going to hear all about it later in the show. It was one of the meanest and most fun things I think I've ever done to you.
It was the meanest thing I've had happen to me since someone handed me these headphones and said you have to wear these for the whole show. But up next, because we do have... an award that we need to talk about up next.
It's so ridiculous. I feel like we've gone back 30, like 40 years in radio.
Big show coming up. Stick around. It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Medibank's free and active, helping Australians live better by supporting free community activities right across Australia.
That'd be great to have here. Imagine a free just run in the park with
Thames.
Awesome other geezers and lasses in the park. Rain that is pissing down on us.
It's so nice running in the rain, though.
London summer.
Oh, it's so fresh.
Isn't it great? Yesterday, when we got in, I sat there and it was raining on me and I was drinking a warm beer in a plastic cup. My boys in London, great. Isn't it great? Hey, we do have something serious to talk about, because your title...
colour literally drained from my face then. I thought, have I not seen the run sheet? What's the serious topic we're doing?
Your new title.
My new title.
Would you like to tell the people what I'm talking about?
Is that because you don't know quite what it is?
Yes.
I am incredibly humbled and honoured to have found out...
No, I think you've gone too early on that one. I'm not talking about that. I'm, of course, talking about the titles that I got us while we were here in London. And you are officially known now as Lady Bellend. There you go. There is your certificate. Well done.
Well done. Congratulations.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What is
your
that?
Title? We bought you a small part of land and you
Where
are now
is
the lady.
Land?
You are, well, if you read your certificate for yourself, because once again, I didn't read down too much there. I also have a title.
Congratulations, Lady Bellend.
Yes.
Who are you?
Thank you.
Lord Fanny Hands.
And we thought it would only be right if we repackaged the show with our new titles. Buzz, hit me.
Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better by supporting free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you.
Go ahead, London.
From the granny flat to Great Britain.
People of the world.
This is Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Okay. All right, I mean, Medibank got another credit. Yeah, so good on you, Medibank.
I don't quite understand what's happening.
No, well, that was meant to be our new titles in our show name there, but we just simply replayed the start of our show. I thought it was my Soviet era headphones playing tricks on me.
I'm reading all about this, and it says now that we are I'm a lady. It said this title pack, because they've given us a pack to read all about it, is now yours to use, and your friends and family may suddenly be vying for your attention, entranced with the prestige of being personally acquainted with Lady Bellend.
Yes, I can't wait till I see Evie running around later going, Lady Bellend! Lady Bellend! Beat me up!
Do you know my step-grandmother is a lady?
Lady Bellend?
Sorry, was. She's passed away.
You've got to give me that information first. Right. Before I call her Lady Bellend.
Lady Brand. She's an actual. This is a joke.
That's not a joke. That's real. We bought you
land. What do you mean?
Yes.
It's real. We have.
Where is my land?
Mine is in London, but yours is, I do have that as well.
Right.
But that's not in my
name. That's you're building those chalets. How are they going?
Yes, that's in a Chilean that I haven't met's name. Yes,
we do have the official new opener of the Carrie and Tommy
show. You sure? We're just going to play the start of the show again,
if it starts with Medibank, we'll kill it straight away.
Okay.
But let's have a listen.
Go ahead, London. From the granny flat to Great Britain.
People of the world.
This is Lady Bellend and Lord Fanny Hands Lane, live from London.
Oh, yeah. Good rehearsal, guys. Now when we do the actual show, let's play that the first time, yeah? Big is up next, though. We do have the other thing that you started to talk about. We are going to talk about that.
Very humiliating to make me start saying what award I've got and then take
the piss out. I'm humbled. I'm
honoured. Oh, mate, after the thing you've done to me on this trip, that doesn't even rate.
That is coming up, and it is an amazing way to kick off our London trip. Up next, though, we will talk about that. Let's get on you, the new one from Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
No, just play the start of the show again, I reckon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
First London activity that I'm not even sure is legal. We're getting to that very soon. Tommy was not too impressed.
You didn't tell me. Is there a chance we broke the law?
What do you mean?
Are you serious?
Of course,
I think we did.
Why?
Without
giving it away. Why?
Because it's a legal thing to do anyway.
Is it?
Especially if you're not a citizen of the country.
But you do it all the time in other circumstances.
It's illegal in every circumstance.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at the time.
Lady Bellend.
Yes.
I need your focus.
Yes.
You have a proper new title today.
Yes. I'm honoured and humbled that...
I felt so bad.
Do you want to just play the beginning of the last break we did? That's how I feel.
Let's just do the top of show again. It's been good so far. Presented by Medibank. Hey.
Yes.
On a serious note, Queen's birthday is when the Order of Australia medals get handed out. And... you were lucky enough to get a gong this year. And when I say lucky enough, I think you should have got this years ago. But it's fantastic. It's rewarding your services to media, but also, of course, all the amazing work you do with your foundation. $11.5 million is nearly the amount of money you've raised. This is an amazing achievement because we're all very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I thought this was the sort of thing you got near the end of your time on the planet. So I was thinking if I was to ever get it, I'd be a 75-year-old woman. They'd go, I'll give her a little something on her way out. So to get it now, I feel, as I said before, and you all after me, but genuinely humbled and honoured. And when I first launched my foundation and did my Logie speech, my aim was literally to raise awareness. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll try and raise some money. I'll try and raise $1 million. And then 4 years on to have raised almost $11.5 million, for me, it still gives me shivers to think that I've done that, because the only reason I've done that is because everyone's been so incredibly generous. Like, I literally couldn't have done it without the generosity of Australians. So while this is lovely to get this honour, to be honest, I feel like there's people that have been advocating in this space a lot longer than I have and have been working hard in this space that deserve the recognition. And all Australians, that you deserve the thank you, because you are the people that have helped raise the $11.5 million. So there's still a lot to go, and I think this award has just spurred me on now to try and raise another $11 million. So,
well, I actually think that number hides the truth a bit as well. I think there have been plenty of influential and deep-pocketed Australians that have been spurred on by your fundraising, and so that's caused them to raise money as well. And I think that number can be multiplied over and over again for the amount of money that you have caused to flow into that space to hopefully see something that is at the moment incurable.
Yes, and we're still no closer to a cure, so that's why...
But don't bring the tone down, mate.
No, exactly. That's why we need to raise more money, and I will continue to do that.
And the three letters at the end that you now have at the end of your name, O-A-M, does that get you cool free stuff, and can I have some of that free stuff?
I mean, I'm not sure yet. Okay. I don't even know in what context I use it. Like, when do I drop it? Do I...
All the time.
Right.
You'd say, I miss Bic more, Ohm. And Lady then I'll go, Bellin. I'm so sorry, Lady Bellin. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This trip sucks.
Don't be like that.
Mate, it sucks.
Harsh. Why? You're here with us. We're having a great time.
Yeah, that's why it sucks. You guys are horrible.
Oh. The only reason you think it sucks is because no one wants to go out with you at 11 o'clock at night. We all want to go to bed and you send around text messages to the group saying, anyone for a nightcap? Anyone? Anyone? And we're like, no, mate.
To Buzz be honest,
chat last night because we were so sick of it.
Oh, I thought that was like a joke.
No. Was it?
Yeah, yeah. No.
I imagined you just getting out, shutting your phone down.
I know, and it was
storming
out. Yeah, it was 8:30. That's how lame we are over here.
I mean, this is good chat.
Anyway, so Buzz and I, I'm glad you're enjoying the trip so much because the trip began with something that Buzz and I have been planning for months and months and months now. We decided what better way than to enjoy a working holiday than to hit the ground running. We arrived and we worked the first day we arrived.
We did.
Works in
you
use
worked.
Of words.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything. You did all the work.
Listen to this and see who's doing the heavy lifting.
This is us
planning
our adventure.
Day number one in London, and don't we have the surprise for Tommy Little?
When you think Tommy Little, I mean, for me, I think likes being naked, likes riding a bike.
Loves English girls.
Amazing.
What a perfect combination.
Absolutely, which is why we thought to welcome him to this great city, that we would help him, assist him to get along to the world's famous naked bike ride day.
Now, it is June in London, summer. Heat wave the week before here. Yeah. Currently,
it's freezing. We have not brought enough clothes.
I know. And he's even saying we were out at lunch and he's like, this jacket isn't enough.
Now, you've spent time with him this morning. Yeah. What does he think's happening this afternoon?
He thinks it could be a celebrity. So he's a bit worried about like being surprised with a celebrity. We've dropped like Buckingham Palace in there, so we think it might have something to do with that. He has got no idea what's going on today.
Just to inform me again, you told me before, what is this bike ride in protest of?
Protesting against oil and car culture.
Yeah, Tommy. Yeah. It's got Tommy written all over it.
Yeah.
All right, so the plan is we're going to go get him. We're going to bring him up to the room. We're going to show him what he has to put on, which is these...
Disgusting skin-coloured
bike shorts.
Can I also point out, I reckon they're about three sizes too small.
I mean, he won't be wearing them for long because when he gets to the naked bike ride, he has to take everything off. That's part of the conditions. Yep. He gets to wear a robe. He gets to be blindfolded.
And he's going to have headphones on, so he's going to have no idea where we're going.
So let's go get Tommy, bring him in, show him what we have in front of us, and then let's see him, watch him freak out.
Here we go. Hey, brother, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Are you ready?
Well, what do I need to do?
Get in the elevator, and we'll meet you out the front of the lifts in the lobby.
Yeah. Sunnies and jacket required?
Mate, it's freezing out there. Of course you'd bring your jacket.
Okay, bye now.
See ya. I love this. You sound so nervous on the phone there when we called you to bring you up.
Oh, I don't know at that stage if I was too bad, but it goes just downhill.
You should hear how you sound in this next break. This next break was one of the funniest 2 hours I've had with you, I think, in our whole friendship, our whole time together.
No, that's all we have to do. Blindfold him, strip him down, and get a show like that every day. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Yes, and if you have just tuned in, we are mid, you guys being
pranking
horrible
you?
People to me, yes. And this is just the point where you come and get me from my hotel room, and I know something is up, but I don't know what it is. And I just, dear listener, I'd like you to really notice the tone in my voice and notice that no matter what situation is thrown at me, I'm tough, cool,
and
calm,
loud.
And
you're
correct.
Very loud.
I'm tough and just cannot be wavered at all. Absolutely tough. Have a listen.
Hello, brother.
Hello. What's happening?
What do you think is happening?
I'm scared. What are we doing? Where are we going? I'm nervous.
Good. You should be.
Mr. Happening? Little, your surprise is waiting in there.
This is phase one. Welcome.
This is some f***ing thing.
I knew this whole radio show was just a ruse.
What are you talking about? What have you just said?
You know how I hang out with the swingers?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know if there were any here in town. So.
I've just walked in and I can see a bathrobe, I can see an eye-covering mask thing, and I can see flesh-coloured jocks, yep. which I assume, I haven't checked, have the ass cut out of them. And this is going to be
Dad, we missed out on that.
You got it. All right.
Okay, Buzzy, give him what he's got to do.
Head into the bathroom. And I want you to chuck these on.
These are flesh-coloured leggings.
Yeah.
Do I keep my jocks on under these or no?
No, well, I reckon it looks...
Well, I'd definitely get naked.
Yeah. Well, then I think you should do what you'd normally do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want you to be comfortable.
Is this going to be the first and last thing I get to do in the UK and then I have to go back to Australia tomorrow?
It very well could be.
Oh, so funny.
It depends what you do in them. What do they make you feel like you want to do?
These are the type of things you would wear... when you want to appear to be naked,
yeah.
but standards won't let you be naked.
Mm, interesting.
Which makes me think you're going to make me get naked somewhere.
Oh. Well, what else do you use
shave
them
my
for?
Chest.
Just in case.
I'll be back in 10 minutes. And I get these guys surprises. I give them Sam Smith in the bathroom of their house, and here I'm getting, I have to nude up and put flesh-coloured bike shorts on and get naked underneath. A couple of perverts just working this sick plan. But there's a camera in this bathroom as well. London's cold as well. If anyone asks this summer, London's cold. This sucks, by the way.
Okay. Well, let's see how it goes. With
go back in and take... This okay. is weird. Go back in and take your top
can we also point out the fact? Can we point out the fact that he's kept his socks on?
And his sunnies in his T-shirt. All okay. right. Now, you need to put the blindfold on.
Are you f***ing serious?
Yep. And then you need to put these headsets on so that you can't hear anything.
Do you know this level of trust?
Yeah.
I'm nude.
Any idea what's about to happen?
Feels like the Saturday I always dreamed about but never thought it happened.
All right, let's go.
Dear Diary, I thought I was going to live a long and prosperous life, and then my friends, my colleagues, the people I trusted most, neutered me up, gave me a dressing gown, didn't tell me when I put on odd socks that my socks would be on display. I'm so scared.
Where are you taking me?
What am I doing?
Are people looking?
Surely. I'm due for some stress leave after this. I said no activities as soon as we rock up. Oh, we've just got the one. Anyway, nude up, chuck some this on, you'll be right. And we'll go to the pub after this. You won't be traumatised at all. Just go straight in the pub. It'll be fine. You won't need a week to work off the stress of this.
If the driver's listening, I'm not complicit. To the airport, please.
It was like that in the cab for about 20 minutes, yelling,
you were
stressing.
Because you were playing super loud music in my ears.
Yeah, and you just kept screaming. We're like, stop talking.
It's so scary.
I'm actually still not sure why we put the headphones on you.
No, I think it was just to terrify.
We didn't really need to do that. But I do think it was to make you disorientated.
I'm still not sure why you got me nude and dragged me through London with an eye mask on.
Well, if you want to know why... you'll find out in a moment. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. We are in the middle. We are going to pick this back up, Tommy, in the cab on the way to the world's greatest naked bike ride where you are about to...
You mean you've blindfolded me by this stage and I'm in a car. I'm thinking I'm going to my death.
You thought you were going to a big interview.
I thought it was.
And you were terrified about that, but you had no idea that you should be more terrified than a big interview.
Yeah, have a listen.
Mr. Cabby, have you ever given a man a lift in a bathrobe before?
Every Saturday morning, normally.
How are you feeling right now? We're off to the first London activity.
Oh, I need to pee.
Is that a nervous wee that you need to do?
Just before you're about to die, your body evacuates.
Who's your favourite rapper?
No, who?
Are
they in the car?
Is it an English rapper?
Why would you do this to me? Are they in the car?
Oh, what's that? Who's that? Is that... if I touch him anymore, is that a wee? I don't know that thigh. I'm so sorry, sir or madam.
All right. You gotta put that on?
No. I want to ride. Oh, f***. Jesus Christ.
Hold this. Run. Here we go.
Oh, it smells like strangers here.
You're missing out on something. Thing. You're missing out. It's called the naked bike ride. No, I mean, like, you can't compete with the clothes on. Take your gear off and go enjoy. Tommy, you actually have to take your pants off.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, I can't look. I'm not looking now.
Sorry.
Sorry, babe. I'm so sorry. I've missed my... I'm so sorry, guys. High five. I'm so sorry. I can't keep doing this.
How are you feeling, Tommy?
You've made me naked.
I know, but I don't want to see it. I just wanted you to experience it.
We've also missed the naked bike ride.
Is it gone?
Well, it's all the way over there.
Do you know what's really hurtful? As I got off the bike, so I'm already feeling humiliated, and I've got this to cover myself, and a woman yells, "Growers, not showers!" How do I honestly get home?
I'm gonna say what everyone's thinking right now. What? Video available at Carrie Tommy Show on Instagram.
Is the video censored? Because I honestly look on the day because I don't need to work with someone whose bits I've seen. So I didn't look, but
you
I don't want to.
You got me naked.
Yeah, but I didn't want to see
rewind
it.
The tape
as I said,
you actually have to take your pants off.
That can be your ringtone now. Take your pants off, Tommy. Take your pants off.
I love the lady. It was like a grow not shower.
Growers not shower.
Oh, did that's not that that's was not a... nice for someone to say that to you when you've you're so brave when you put yourself out there.
I did snap at an Asian lady because she she put her camera right near my jaw. I said, "Get out of it, you pervert."
Oh, you would love that.
I didn't.
Can I tell you what was surprising about all of this? I'll be completely honest.
What?
I thought you were going to be so, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. And you saw that it was a naked bike ride. I've never seen you jump on a bike and ride off so quickly ever. And I just realized you just love being naked.
That's not...
In public. It is true.
You can see it
were
on the
video. Were you surprised, Buzz?
No, I was, yeah. I'm with Carrie. I thought
this
you were going to
You
object.
Can't do this. You can't stitch me up. And then when I do it, you go, "I can't believe you did that."
No, I just mean you enjoyed it far more than I thought you would.
I didn't enjoy any part of it.
Well, you look like you did. I mean, you didn't even resist.
You look like I did. That makes it sound like I was erect.
Okay. Did you have a little look around as you were riding?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
No.
Sure?
I tried. They're all ahead of me. Give us a call.
Bums, though.
Give us a call. That was shocking. The people that do get naked in public are the people who should never get naked in public. Give us a call 131060. I'd love to know. What did someone yell at you in the street?
Oh, after the woman yelled, "Grower, not a shower."
Yeah, hey, is a grower not a shower? Very hurtful, madam.
She would have rocked up with that pre-planned, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Yep, totally.
Was
that naked? Wasn't directed at you.
Hey?
Was she one of the naked bike riders?
She was fully clothed.
Yeah,
curly
she was.
Yeah. That'd be rough if it was another naked person. I'd love to hear your call. 131060. I'd love to know what someone has yelled at you in the street. You don't have to be naked, obviously. It can be from a car. They're often good yelling.
But random stuff. Stuff that you're like, what?
Yeah.
Not just, your clothes off or
what
something.
Did you yell at somebody?
Well, someone walked in the elevator and just as I got out, they burped. They went like, "Urgh." And I was like, "You filthy pig."
You said that to them?
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Are you serious? As you're leaving an elevator, burping in someone's face.
Did he burp in your face?
Yeah,
he
was right next to me. Like it was a tight elevator.
Filthy pig is strong.
Yeah, it is a bit much. I would say it again.
That's too
Look
much.
At your face. Oh, I've never seen the size side of
He's
Buzz.
He's a shower.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What have you been heckled by a stranger of? What have you yelled at a stranger?
Yeah. We took Tommy to a naked bike ride blindfolded on Saturday and he jumped on his bike and rode off into the sunset naked and a woman yelled out,
You're a grower and not a shower. I thought I was showing.
You were thought. So it was cold. It was cold.
It's cold.
Yes. Yeah all freezing. The time. 24/7.
It's weird that as soon as I'm nude, it's cold. So we're asking on 131060, what did they yell at you in public? Ali, what did someone yell at you?
I was walking with my mate down the street. We had a dog with us and I got yelled out, "Who's walking who?"
Who's walking who?
Were you being dragged a bit? What was happening?
With my friend and her poodle.
Oh, that's awesome, Ali. Hannah, what have you been yelled at from the street?
It wasn't really on the street. I was on a soccer field and I didn't know anyone. It was in the middle of nowhere and I made this big sprint down the sideline and someone yelled out, "Honey, that bra's not your size."
Is that so? That was a woman?
There was too much bounce or something happening,
apparently,
Hannah.
Apparently, I was hitting myself in the chin, but I didn't know that. I was concentrating.
Was it a woman being helpful?
Yeah. When I looked over to really notice who it was the lady who had actually fitted the bra for me originally when I bought it.
So what? And she was at the soccer field.
I know. She was just randomly there, so I don't even know who she was watching. I didn't talk to her at the end because I was like, oh, that was rude. But,
well, if it helps, Hannah, mine was a size issue as well. So,
Danica, what did someone yell at you?
So I'm a flight attendant, and I've had someone yell out just on takeoff, help me, I'm about to shit myself.
It's so nice that you've met our producer, Sonda, as well.
Oh, that's a long flight ahead if they're feeling like that on takeoff.
I like to think that was just a domestic flight, just like your standard. You know,
I like to think that's a long haul, and she's saying that at the beginning. It's 24 hours to go.
Oh, God. And I mean, what do you do? Danica, what do you do as a flight attendant there? Because I'd be tempted to stop everything
abort
and say, get this person in the toilet, everybody else get off the plane. What do you do?
So it was really awkward for her. It was her second flight coming back from a connecting flight. So Hong Kong to Brisbane was the last leg. And she had unfortunately had food poisoning. And it was unfortunately during typhoon season. So we were seated. And this was just as we're getting that pace up to be airborne. So we were airborne.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, right. You were seated because of the turbulence.
Seated for a good half an hour after that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, you can't do anything there, and then you need to be seated safety first.
What do you do?
Well, I'm buggering off any safety procedures at that stage. I'm throwing people out of the way.
That's why you just need to always carry a nappy just in case. That's why I carry nappies.
Are you wearing a nappy now?
Maybe.
This is weird. Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. Now, as soon as we got in the elevator to come to work today, someone handed us a newspaper and you went, oh, and you quickly turned to page 3 and you said, I love this paper. And I said, why? And you said, because?
It's got page 3 girls. It's The Sun, and it's like a newspaper that time like shouldn't exist anymore, and it still exists.
I can't believe it's there's amazing. Naked girls on page 3 every day. Isn't for no other reason than for your enjoyment.
So good.
We've come a long way. Anyway, we decided we'd take all of our bits from The Sun today. It's the British bits. We're starting with Lady Gaga. Now, there was a lot of rumour around the time of A Star Is Born, your favourite movie, when it came out.
I hate it.
About the chemistry between Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Then they went on to perform at the Oscars and everyone was like, ooh. And then they took photos of Bradley's wife watching it.
Yes. Who's a Victoria's Secret model or
she's
something?
She's gorgeous. She could make it on page 3 of that newspaper for absolutely sure. But anyway, Lady Gaga has told
girls
fans.
On page 3 of this paper, are like, they've sent in their own photos.
Yeah, I've
like,
seen
the
now.
Victoria's Secret
three.
Girl, if she plays her cards right, she could end up on page 3 of The Sun. If she gets a good manager.
Anyway, you may have heard over the weekend that Bradley and his wife have split Arena Shake after a couple of years together. And Lady Gaga has been heckled on Saturday night in Vegas. She was performing and she told fans to F off because obviously she's feeling the heat, like everyone's accusing her of being the reason they've split. But adding more fuel to the fire, of course, is that Gaga in February confirmed that her engagement was off with her fiancé as well.
I mean,
watch this space for nothing to happen because they're not going to ever be together.
You don't reckon?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she deserves to tell everyone to F off.
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton, one of your faves.
Don't like
this paper has got hard-hitting news in it. Apparently he flies his pet pooches around the world in a private jet.
Yeah. Okay.
There's not much more to that story than that. Mel B, we are here to see the Spice Girls on Saturday.
Yes.
Some Spice Girls breaking news in this paper today.
What's Mel doing?
Mel B is set to launch.
Oh, what's his cosmetics?
A cheeky, sassy line of adult toys.
Sorry?
Yes, ones that look like lipsticks. She said her and her friends have been
left
frustrated.
Is that what women are looking for?
I mean, I'm not.
Is that what they're looking for?
That's why grower, not a shower.
Oh.
That's what she was saying. That's what the British women want.
Old lipstick littles back in the game.
She said her and her friends have been left frustrated by the choice of toys in the UK, so she's currently in talks with manufacturers to bring out her leopard print line.
Huh.
Leopard print. Yeah.
Leopard print.
Apparently.
Oh, gosh. It's impossible to please people these days.
And finally, this is interesting. Yep. Now we used to have the Concorde and it could fly from New York to London in less than 2 hours.
What?
The Concorde.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
What?
I know my headphones
what
look
do you
like
mean
I'm
you don't
from
know what you're talking about?
From
You've never
time.
Heard of the Concorde?
I've never heard. You just keep saying it. And no, I've never. Buzz?
Yeah. It's the plane that didn't end. Well,
no, it ended well. But anyway,
the
it was plane a plane
that didn't end well.
I don't know how to say that.
So, okay, they've unveiled plans for a airline that'll be better than the Concorde. It'll fly 3,000 miles.
What's Concorde? Apart from Buzz's description, which is the plane that didn't end well.
Passengers from New York to London in 90 minutes. It's a supersonic commercial plane. It's going to fly five times, fly more than five times the speed of sound.
Will it end well?
I mean, we'd hope.
Yeah.
Well, our bag's not being on the first one, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go
10
and
years,
find
they
out
reckon.
More about this.
So next time we come back to do the Spice Girls next reunion, we can have a crack.
Great. I'll just keep. I'm just going to go to a makeup artist first and get some leopard print done around the old fella.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Hello, 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 Gov. Hey, Gov.
Look at us.
Isn't it?
All
it's
I
well
want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air.
I think it's fabulous that we've come to London. We're about to go see you in Bologna. Yes. But you were like, why not come see you guys in London? Because you've never been to London.
Never been to London since I was a kid.
No, that's so weird.
Isn't it weird? I sort of was thinking when I was flying here, like, how have I missed it? But then I think it was my family were in America because of my mum.
So and you'd go there rather than... Yeah, right.
And Holland because of my dad. And then I was too povo to come to Europe, so we went to all the Asian countries.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
But so London just slipped through...
Oh, we're going to have some fun.
Through the crack. Oh, I can't wait. I wish we could go see a musical.
We can.
We can. Why can't you?
I don't want to, but we can.
Yes, you do. You said, do not say that. Oh, you asked me last night whether I wanted to go see Aladdin with you.
Oh. You know, it's making her laugh so much because she knows I can't say anything because they are a sponsor of this great show and they make it's a fantastic.
We go to West End.
Of course. Yeah, West End. Oh. Why did you say West End like that? Is that how the
No, because Carrie wants to go to West End, isn't that?
Why
yeah, West End.
West End.
Katie, do you
is it just one word? West End.
The Concorde plane.
Yes, because Carrie was amazed that I've never heard of the Concorde.
Oh, no, I've heard of the Concorde, but and I think it disappeared, didn't it? It was like the plane like a needle.
Yeah, so we haven't quite worked out what happened.
I thought it crashed. Yeah. Didn't it crash?
But it didn't end well, I don't think. But anyway, the developing one that's going to go faster than the Concorde. 10 years' time, you'll be able to go to New York from London in an hour and a half.
10 years?
Yeah.
I want next week.
Well, mate, you're busy next week. We're coming to Bologna.
I hope. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. True. I really want to get to New York next week.
Have you ever had anyone yell anything to you from the street?
Oh, Carrie, you know I have.
Not like cat calls.
You know I have. You're hot, etc. I mean, it's just endless. No, one day I was crossing. This is Hughie's favourite. He's the master of this, by the way. But one day, this is his favourite. I was crossing the street with a girlfriend of mine and we were going out. And so we were feeling fine. And we were crossing the street and some boys in a car yelled out, "When did you get the op?"
Oh,
yeah, which is also transphobic. But in those days, I think people weren't so concerned with that.
I don't think yelling from car has caught up to the rest of the world in terms of keeping a PC.
Surely Hughie'd be getting a few things yelled at him at the moment. He's getting abused online at the moment.
Oh, is he? What for?
Yeah, have you seen the picture? You put up some droopy mic, yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
No, you put up some on your Hughie and Kate page. You put up a little something of him dancing and everyone's just telling him that his hair has jumped the shark.
So they're focused on his hair, which is amazing when you consider how unforgettable his dancing is.
It's incredible power of the hair to distract from what else is going on.
Okay, so I think the hair's got something to do with he's getting a lot of traction with homeless people.
That's what everyone's saying online, that it's not funny because it looks like he's trying to be a homeless person.
No, because he talks to all, you know, where we live, there's a lot of homeless people and they all talk to Hughie. And one day, okay, so this is really, this puts him in perspective. A homeless guy got a selfie with him and sent it to a mate of his while Hughie was still there chatting to him. And the homeless guy's mate sent back a message saying, "He makes you look good."
No, I thought I'd worked it out the other day because I thought I saw a growth on his forehead and I thought, oh, this all makes sense. He's grown his hair out to cover it up. And then Carrie pointed out it was a bit of muffin.
On his head?
Yeah, on his head.
I get why he had muffin on his head.
He's sort of a bit like a toddler when he eats.
Yeah, right. It ends up everywhere. Yeah.
Like often if we're together, I've realised I'll just get a tissue and
do it for him.
All right, well, Hughie and Kate, they're next to drive you home. If you did miss any of our show, you can podcast it and you can also see the video, hilarious video of Tommy's naked bike ride. That is on our Instagram
naked
at Carrie.
They stripped me down and made me ride.
We blindfolded him to the world's biggest bike ride naked.
What What about the seat?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, what about it? It was one of those public bikes that you just get. You know, get
I know. Oh, no, no wonder they throw them in canals.
All right, we're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Today's Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you.